Is there a difference in doing a good deed for a monastic versus a lay person in regards to generating merit? Where there's a really big difference is doing a good deed for somebody who is virtuous as opposed to somebody who is not virtuous. That's where the Buddha makes the distinction. Or for somebody who is, say, embodies truth. And that's where sometimes the monastic form gets especially in Asian culture where there's an importance placed on it. But it's more around the virtue and wisdom of the person. So that, and it's not that difficult to, you know, it's just not a magical equation. Just when you draw close to somebody who has virtue and wisdom, I mean, you feel good about it. And when you're doing that, it feels good. When you think about it after, it still feels good. So that's more in terms of that generating of merit. Drawing close to those who embody virtue and wisdom. Can only humans create merit? And devas, animals? Both devas. And I guess, again, it's just that when that action is done, which is wholesome, then it bears wholesome fruit. It bears meritorious fruit. Animals, a lot more difficult. But it's also where, say animals still make choices of, helping each other or not. And usually those are difficult choices for animals, but when they do, then that bears fruit.